This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to, here in just a second, go back to Joe calling in from California. During the last hour, we had a caller call in. She said she wanted to ban smoking in her entire city. And then we walked her through the process of what happens if somebody winds up not paying the fine. What happens here? What happens there? And that sort of got into a broader discussion about how governments wind up passing laws with the intent basically to wind up changing behavior. Behavior modification is probably the correct term there.
Yep.
And then they always find ways to, quote-unquote, incentivize you to do what they think you should. They like to use the term deterrent, but they're going to incentivize you with, if you don't do this, then here's this large amount of money you have to pay us, or Here's this large amount of jail time that you have to serve.
But it's interesting, the other way, so take companies, the commercial world, the public, private sector, excuse me. So most larger companies now have like a stop smoking program or a wellness program, yep, or something like that. And it's the complete other direction. If you, if you go get your blood pressure checked and you get a physical and you do this, and this, then we'll give you a $50 gift card, or you'll pay less in your insurance premiums and things like that. And they make financial sense.
I worked for a company that I will not say the name of the company, but large international corporation in the aviation industry. And they had a program to where if you had a substance abuse problem, they would wind up, putting you on this program, cover your rehab sort of thing. There was one of the guys I was working with that was not only drinking on the job, he was stealing the little miniature bottles of alcohol off of the plane and drinking those on the job.
How could you resist, though?
He got confronted by the supervisor and said, I don't have a problem, and promptly got fired instead of, having the company pay to get him help. Wow. So, there are some people that they just refuse any help at all.
Yeah.
But again, that's a company that's, they're trying to help people.
Right. It's the carrot, not the stick.
And right. So it's the positive
reinforcement.
Reinforcement or the negative reinforcement.
Right.
Let's go back to Joe calling in from California. Joe, you're back on Free Talk Live. Thank you for holding over through the news. Continue with your thoughts. Joe, are you there? I
guess that's
Joe. Either lost Joe or he's on a bad cell. I'll put him back on hold. We'll try again in a couple of minutes. But Heather, you actually had a fairly interesting story about what appears to possibly be federal government overreach, but maybe not. Well, what exactly is this?
Okay, so this is coming from the Boston Globe, and it's a story regarding Cape Cod and the Cape Cod beaches and how they're basically controlled by the federal government.
I have to say that before tonight, I did not know that there was such a thing as the Cape Cod National Seashore.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I knew that, Cape Cod existed and that there were beaches, but I did not know that it was a national seashore.
Of course, have to protect it, and I'm sure some president along the way did a big ceremony and
that would have
stifled
been
commercial
JFK.
Fishing. Yeah.
Well, having been born and raised on the Cape, I can tell you every fifth grader on Cape Cod takes a field trip to the national seashore. So,
so what did Donald Trump do to prevent seashells from being sold down at the seashore?
Well, he didn't do anything. But anyway, so it's titled White House Puts Advisory Panel for Cape Preserve on Hold. So we'll get into it. And it says, in an unprecedented move, the Trump administration has ordered the local commission that advises the Cape Cod National Seashore to suspend its meetings until further notice. The first such decree since the 40-mile preserve was founded in 1961. The order has raised fears that the administration could disband the commission or pack it with new appointees, potentially undermining the sanctuary's conservation efforts and other environmental protections. The news came as a shock to many of us, said Richard Delaney, chairman of the commission and a member since the 1980s. I'm very concerned. We've never had this happen before, even when other administrations went through transitions. A lot of my members are angry, and they don't understand the implications, he added.
So what exactly is this commission, or rather, what does the Boston Globe tell us about the commission? And then I've actually got more info pulled up from the National Park Service.
Jeez. Well, the advisory commission was created at the same time as the Cape Cod National Seashore to mollify concerns about the federal government controlling some 44,000 acres of beaches and bogs that stretch from Chatham to Provincetown.
Why should that worry anybody? I mean, really. So you've always had these beaches have been here for eternity, and even the first settlers on this land, they've had these beaches that they fished on or they launched their boats from or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, at some point, the federal government needs to own it all.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think the way the federal government usually gets in to these types of, like this type of control is with federal grants. They bribe local governments and stuff like that.
Well, there's a number of different...
And if you don't give into the bribes, you end up like Bundy Ranch there.
Well, you've got that. You've got the Antiquities Act. You've got all sorts of things that
What's that one?
That
there's a bunch of old stuff here, so now for we own all of this land because old stuff.
Another one is U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and that's happening...
The Guano Acts. Some bats pooped here, so therefore we own these islands now.
Well, to make things a little more local, I mean, the federal government is attempting to acquire, you know, 29,000 acres of land from private citizens, being the first ones to be able to make an offer, between Long Island Sound and the Canadian border, because in my particular area, in my town, where they want to own somewhere around 25% of my town...
Like the purple speckled salamander?
No, it's the dwarf wedge mussel. They have to protect the dwarf wedge mussel, therefore we have to own 25% of your town.
Is the wedge mussel spotted? Because these things are almost always spotted.
Probably.
The spotted owl, the
Probably,
you know, like
right.
spotted salamander.
I know what you're saying. But all these different ways, the federal government, because people, beginning with the progressive era, believe that if anything good were to come of it, by gosh, we got to have the federal government take care of it. That's the best thing you can possibly do. We got to centralize control, centralize planning. We'll get the best brains and minds on it. And then you end up with something like the Animas River in Colorado, which ended up being one of the biggest ecological environmental disasters in the last 10, 15 years.
So the National Park Service, and again, I had no clue prior to tonight that, you know, there was such a thing as a national seashore, did a search for this advisory council, came across the website for the National Park Service that says that this advisory commission was authorized in 1961. The purpose is to consult with the Secretary of the Interior about matters related to the development of the national seashore and specific sections of the act establishing the seashore. The commissioners of this National Seashore Advisory Commission are appointed by the Secretary of the Interior. Now, they represent the towns within the seashore boundaries,
right,
but they're appointed by the Secretary of the Interior.
Of course. So there's a small conflict of interest there, Daryl rightfully points out.
Right, so is this really a federal government overreach for Trump to say this commission that only exists because of the federal government is no longer able to exist? So it's not like the towns got together and said, we're creating a commission, and Trump said, you can't meet anymore. I definitely want your thoughts on this, Chris, because, again, you're living in one of the towns where, you know, Trump might come in and say, there's a speckled mussel wedge thing.
Dwarf.
We got to, dwarf, we got to take your land. And I want your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I'm 450-3733. And the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is going out to the ball games on June 10th, sponsoring the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. You can join the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire in the new pavilion at the stadium with access to a private portion of the bar and an all-you-can-eat buffet. Tickets are only $40 and need to be purchased fast because they are selling out. Get your tickets at lpnh.org/FTL. And come have a great evening out with the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Again, the LPNH will be sponsoring that game on June 10th against the Eastern League champion Akron Rubber Ducks. Get your tickets, $40, but need to be purchased soon because, again, they are selling out. Get your tickets, lpnh.org/FTL. And we're discussing this advisory commission down on Cape Cod, the Cape Cod National Seashore Advisory Commission. Commission was created by the United States federal government in 1961 when the Cape Cod National Seashore was created as a national park. And all of the members of the advisory commission are appointed by the Secretary of the Interior. And as indicated by the name, according to the National Park Service, the commission is advisory in nature, meaning that they just come up with recommendations to the Secretary of the Interior, who appoints all of the members. So basically the secretary said, hey, you know what, guys, if you're going to make a national park here, I need some yes men. Yeah. And create a commission, and I get to appoint all of the members of the commission, and they get to tell me that all of my ideas are great and wonderful.
Yeah, that's generally how it goes. The bigger question to me is, you know, it's a property rights issue, and the question we should, I think, deserves to be asked in every one of these examples is the federal government the best steward of land in our country?
And, no.
Right. We say no. Of course we say no. But they own 87% of Nevada. They own 53% of the state of Oregon.
That's crazy.
You know, and these are crazy percentages, and they're trying to do the same thing over here on the East Coast. One of the things that Trump did that everybody was just like, what a great guy. So Trump says he's not going to take a salary. He gets his first check, and it gets him quarterly. What does he do? I'm going to donate this money to the National Park Service. You're donating it to an agency that is actively trying to seize land to put under federal management. I mean, this is like the opposite.
But,
everybody's like,
but
that's
what
like
a
an
great
investment.
Idea.
But yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Like you're the president.
Exactly. But Teddy Roosevelt.
Shot a bear cub, and that's why we have the Park Service.
Yeah,
or something along the like some of these weird stories, and I realize we're getting off on a tangent here, but some of the weird stories about former presidents just make absolutely no sense.
Of course.
Like the thing of George Washington chopped down a cherry tree. That's why we called Abe Lincoln Honest Abe.
Yeah, and most of it's urban legend, and most people get that, but the issue is just, you know, how much, I mean, until... Once the federal government owns all the land or owns a large percentage of it, you've given up your freedom. You know, one of the core tenets of liberty of, you know, to me, it's a couple things. It's number one, it's self-ownership. I own my own body, and whatever I put into it is nobody's damn business but mine. And the second thing is property rights. I can own things. I can possess them, or I can take land and I can... work it, and the fruits of my labor belong to me,
right.
And I can do with them what I want. But when the federal government acts like this, this is completely antithetical of anything that the founding fathers and our framers of the Constitution believed.
But what
well,
about the
kinda
fruit
like still uncertain
loom?
What's going to happen with this. So, like, as we keep reading, it's kind of unclear. Like, right now, the commission is just, Trump has basically said, you guys can't meet right now.
They didn't really do anything. They were advisory in nature and basically yes men to the Secretary of the Interior. So, like, does this really change anything?
I don't know. Let me keep reading the article here. So it says the commission is composed of representatives from the surrounding six towns, as well as county, state, and the U.S. Interior Department. The group has a long history of helping officials navigate a range of delicate issues, from preserving aging dune shacks to allowing vehicles on pristine beaches. But last week, commissioners learned that they must halt their meetings during a Trump administration review.
Good.
Delaney and other commissioners said they worry about the administration's intentions, especially given the major cuts President Trump has proposed for the Environmental Protection Agency and his recent executive order to review the establishment of national monuments by his predecessors.
Good and good.
So national monuments and national parks are two completely different things. The EPA does not oversee the Park Service. And again, this is an advisory commission that doesn't really do anything. So it's the whole thing of if a tree falls in the wood and doesn't make a noise, then, you know, does it actually fall down or something?
I think this is a little bit of that. I call it posturing because I have yet to really believe that it will go through. But Trump's basic edict, it was an executive order saying I want every cabinet agency to review everything and find things you can cut. So, yeah.
Just find them. You don't have to act on your findings. Just find stuff.
We'll worry about that later.
Busy work.
Right.
Here's busy work.
Well, yeah. I mean, the intent, plus it's a great way to mollify conservatives who keep screaming for smaller government, which Republicans have never delivered, not that Democrats ever would. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's a way of saying, yeah, look, we're doing something. We're looking for these things, so... I don't know.
We looked and we couldn't find anything to cut. Sorry.
I wonder if, like, while they're suspending this meetings, are they going to be taking pay cuts? Because now they're not working.
Well, most of the time, people that serve on boards of directors don't wind up getting paid.
But do you think these appointees do?
Often they get a stipend. Often they'll get a, reasonable expenses and things like that.
Yeah, there might be a stipend on this. I don't know. I know that... You know, various committees or commissions that get set up by legislatures. And I know specifically here in New Hampshire, because, you know, like I read a bunch of the stuff, the legislative members of the commissions get a fuel stipend. The citizen members do not.
Right.
So if you're somebody that's, you know, the governor's appointee to the commission to look at regulations on cryptocurrency.
Right.
The governor's appointee does not get a fuel stipend, but the chairman of the Commerce Committee that serves on the commission does get a fuel stipend.
Of course.
So my guess is, and this is just speculation, and I've not been able to find this out because the National Park Service doesn't say whether any of these people get any sort of pay. My guess is it's volunteer work.
My core question in this whole thing is, okay, so this commission's been put on hold. What's the net effect on the seashore? And do we even need the federal government to be there?
No.
You've got six towns represented. Could you not turn over the seashore back to those six towns and let it be taken care of locally? I suspect the answer might be yes.
Well, now you're just trying to be logical, Chris.
There I go again.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, a man sues the Grand Canyon. We'll tell you about it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about this Cape Cod National Seashore Advisory Commission that Donald Trump has said, you can't meet anymore until I say that you can meet again. And the question has sort of been of, is this federal government overreach? And, you know, the creation of the advisory commission most definitely was federal government overreach, where the federal government came in and said, these 44,000 acres now belong to us. This is a national park. And here's a commission. And the commission, which there are members that, quote-unquote, represent the six towns, the county, and the state of Massachusetts. All of those commissioners are appointed by the Secretary of the Interior to advise the Secretary of the Interior, and now the federal government is saying, yes, this board of yes-men can no longer meet until I say that they can meet. So is the act of saying that a board of yes men can't meet until further notice federal government overreach?
Well, and it's not always yes men. At least I can speak to local groups. So, for example, my small town in New Hampshire has a whole lot of advisory boards and things like that. And people volunteer to be on them. You know, and once you volunteer, then somebody, quote unquote, appoints you to the position. You know what I mean?
Right. But so, it's not, you know, the mayor appointing a advisory commission to the mayor to study the mayoral ethics.
No, the term appointment is sort of an official thing, just to say, okay, you volunteered, you want to be doing this, therefore I appoint you. I wave my magic wand, and
right.
Now you are appointed, and now you're a member of that. So
the advisory board that has absolutely no actual authority, they just get to, quote-unquote, make recommendations. Right.
And serve at the pleasure of fill in the blank of whatever politician you're actually talking about. So,
right. So I don't know what
it is.
The things that I hear, then I'm no longer pleased with you. You're off of my advisory board.
True. But to me, the core issue is, why are we talking about any of this? Because why does the federal government need to own a beach? You know, they're not
don't
going to do the best job of taking care of it. And the people on the Cape in Massachusetts know more about that Cape. They know what's best for it. They're going to do a hell of a lot better job than a bunch of bureaucrats sitting down in Washington, which is where the people that are making decisions about the Cape, that's where they live. So from my townhouse in Georgetown, I believe that we need to outlaw fires on the beach. Based on what? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think one of the other things, too, and I think it mentions it briefly in this article, is it's not just the National Seashore that's a part of this, but it's also the nuclear power plant that's along the shore in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of controversy with closing that plant down.
And it's getting closed down,
it's the
right?
same model reactor as the one in Fukushima that had that big meltdown. And it's overdue. Yeah, there's like a huge movement to shut down the plant, which when I ran for office in 2014, I got like all of these questionnaires in the mail asking if I received donations from like Entergy or the company that owns them or the NRC, Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and all this other stuff, and so it's a pretty hot topic.
Well, one of the interesting things about the nuclear power stuff is there's the people that say, well, it's too dangerous to close it down, so we just need to spend all of this money to keep it operational.
Yeah.
And then there's the people that say it's too expensive to keep it operational, let's just shut it down.
I hate the fact that we kind of were living in the earliest ages of the nuclear technology.
Right.
So I grew up in eastern Oregon, and just to the north of me was this place called Hanford Military Reservation and Hanford Nuclear Reservations.
And something big just happened there about a week ago.
Yeah,
where
about a
tunnel collapse.
Well, the long and the short of it is this is where plutonium was made for our nuclear arsenal. That's what they started out doing during World War II, during the Manhattan Project. It was part of that.
Yes.
And, you know, when they had leftover radioactive stuff, they just went out and buried it, never mind the fact that it's, you know, a few miles from the Columbia River, which is a huge river.
Right.
And they've kind of
decimated. It's got a half-life of like 5 bazillion years.
Right. So right now it is the absolute worst environmental disaster in the United States, bar none. And then last week or a week or two ago, a tunnel collapsed in one of the processing areas. It was a train tunnel where they would move nuclear waste in and out of. So it was that, and there's, you know, a big cancer plume downstream from this thing too, downwind.
When I went to this public forum that was put on, there was like officials from Entergy and then the NRC there, and there was all these people filled this room, and there was a bunch of people coming up to the microphone talking to them, saying that they've gotten tumors, they live right around it, that they've been like all these horrific stories about like the wastewater coming from this power plant, like getting into the ocean and into the mussels and the seafood.
Could be all kinds of things, and I get that, and I understand the hazard, but the thing is now, you know, fast forward to 2017, we're actually understanding what all we did wrong, and we could probably build nuclear a whole heck of a lot safer. We've got that. We've got,
have you ever heard of the Bloom Box?
Not sure that one.
It was on 60 Minutes. They did it.
I know in
60
England.
Minutes is still a thing?
Yeah. No, this thing was incredible, the Bloom Box. Look it up.
I know in England they got a very, very small fusion reaction going, which was a big deal.
Fuel cells. And it's like these tiny little things that you can attach to like the septic tanks and stuff, and it can you could make one of these things, put it on a septic tank, and then it converts like the gases or something coming up from the septic tank into energy to power a home.
I'm going to still check this out. Like, it does sound like a Simpsons joke, though.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So let's move from one national
Google,
park.
It's used by Google, Walmart, Coca-Cola. They use it.
Let's move from one national park to another. And, Chris, tell us about the guy that is suing the Grand Canyon for...
Again, well,
what is this again? Because this
is clickbait.
This is definitely
Thursdays.
A clickbait.
Yeah, yeah. So this is from IFL Science. If you don't know what IFL stands for, think about it. The title of the story is "A Creationist is About to Sue the Grand Canyon." Clickbait title. The Grand Canyon is a creationist nightmare. Not that there are any form of science that doesn't help prove that the world is 4.5 billion years old, mind you, but this famous 1.84 billion year old landmark is a ginormous geological slap in the face for those of such a contrarian conviction. Nevertheless, Answers in Genesis, a nonprofit run by Ken Ham, a man who has built a museum depicting humans cohabitating with various predatory dinosaurs, has long considered the Grand Canyon to be a wonderful showcase of the biblical account of the manufacturing of Earth.
Now, let me pause here to remind people that Ken Ham had that debate a couple of years ago against Bill Nye the Science Guy, where they were discussing evolution versus creationism. And everybody that I've spoken with, even those who absolutely disagree with Ken Ham on everything, say that, hands down, Ken Ham ripped Bill Nye's arguments apart.
Well, Bill Nye does play a science guy on TV, so...
Now, one thing that's interesting about the Grand Canyon that... And I've read a good bit of Ken Ham's stuff, and I used to watch... There was a TV show that he had that I found the show to be very fascinating, but the top of the Grand Canyon is actually at a higher elevation than if you go up the river a little bit, that's at a lower elevation.
Right.
So he said, you know, like, there's no way that based on what the evolutionists say of the water eroded, there's no way that this would not be an underground creek right here, because this is a higher elevation than, like, 5 miles upstream.
Fascinating.
We'll get into the actual lawsuit, where I don't think the guy sued the giant crack in the earth. 855 450 free.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. We're talking about a man that sued a big giant hole in the ground. We'll get back into the story, but I've got a question for you. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Then join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why.
Absolutely. So we were talking a little bit about a creationist who is interested in the Grand Canyon because, you know, we have one side saying that the Grand Canyon is one point.
The Grand what?
The Grand Canyon.
Canyon.
I did Canyon.
The Canyon.
The Canyon is though. I don't know if
Might
I sound like
Arnold.
I know. It was either like I was a very fancy man or I came across as
like
Arnold
butter
Schwarzenegger.
Pecan, pecan.
Anyway, so
it's a big giant ditch.
Yeah. Nevertheless, Answers in Genesis, a non-profit run by Ken Ham, a man who has built a museum depicting humans cohabitating with various predatory dinosaurs, has long considered the Grand Canyon to be a wonderful showcase of the biblical account of the manufacturing of Earth. One of its top acolytes, Andrew Snelling, has been attempting to gather rock samples from this particular national park and, being prevented from doing so, he's decided to sue the Grand Canyon's guardians.
So he's suing the National Park Service.
There you go. Andrew Snelling is actually a scientist. He has a doctorate in geology from the University of Sydney and has published peer-reviewed research in academic journals. He is also, somehow, an ardent creationist. Being a scientist and a creationist is extremely difficult. Believing that the world is merely thousands of years old, that humans magically appeared in Darwinian evolution as a crock of blank, is in itself a direct conflict with almost every scientific field out there.
Now, here's sort of a misconception that the author of this article is showing.
And it is taking a decidedly pro-evolutionary
right, and
stance.
Not all creationists are what they call young Earth creationists. That being that you believe that right. the Earth is only 6,000 years old. There are creationists who believe that, well, we don't really know how old everything is, but there was a creator. Things didn't just happen by chance because, you know, some little paramecium decided to crawl out of the pond.
Right, exactly. The story continues. A geologist who is also a creationist, however, is an example of cognitive dissonance par excellence. And again, taking a very strong pro-evolution viewpoint
and
the
also,
author is.
Also, again, showing his misconceptions that every creationist believes sure. that the Earth is less than 7,000 years old.
Sure. But I think we've given that caveat, and we'll recognize that that's the tenor of this article going forward.
Yes.
Everything you were taught as any kind of geoscientist disproves every aspect of creationism so thoroughly that you simply have to choose a side. You cannot fight for both. Doing so would be akin to a physicist that considers gravity to be mythological.
So we're talking about here is actual rock science.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a famous misquote from Paris Hilton when she, I forget what she was saying, but she said, it's not rock science.
Perfect.
Yeah, because the common saying is it's not rocket science, but this actually is rock science.
Yeah, so this continues. So it's deeply disappointing, really, that Dr. Andrew Snelling is trying to gather samples to attempt to disprove all of geology. It's not going to happen whether he gets the samples or not. He seems pretty angry that the park administrators won't let him chip away at this protected landmark, however, which is why he's taking them to court with the overzealously named legal advocacy group, the Alliance Defending Freedom.
It's the freedom to collect rock samples.
Yeah.
Apparently, to do rock science.
You bet. Academic research is permitted in the Grand Canyon, and it's carefully monitored and requires top-level approval.
So where's the problem? This guy's got a doctorate, he is a rock scientist, and the Grand Canyon has rocks, and they allow rock science research.
Right. But I assume that it may have to do with his beliefs, but we'll find out. Academic research is permitted in the Grand Canyon, but it's carefully monitored and requires top-level approval. Snelling's request to take around 60 geological samples was denied because, despite his scientific background, he would be using these precious samples disingenuously, and he would view his results through the incompatible prism of creationism. So basically what they're saying is your permit is denied because you're going to use it to try to prove creationism.
Okay, so I'm going to put on my creationist hat
sure.
for a moment and say, well, if you're so convinced that creationism is bunk and can't be proven, let the guy have his rocks and let him disprove his stuff.
Exactly.
He will figure out that he's full of it. If you're so right, that him chipping away at these rocks is going to prove you right, then he will prove himself wrong. So what's the problem?
Right, exactly. That's my point with almost every argument in science that I take a position on. Fine, prove it. Let's see here. As reported by The Atlantic, the Grand Canyon's administrators solicited the help of three highly qualified geologists to review Snelling's application. While he didn't explicitly say that he wanted to use his work to prove that the giant crevice was an act of God's creation, his controversial reputation was enough for the application to be rejected. Some have argued that he should have been given another chance to gather his samples in case the establishment is accused of censorship. There's absolutely no chance that his analysis of the rocks would disprove everything we know about the world, so this might not be such a bad idea.
So I've actually pulled up the complaint filed by Snelling, and he's arguing that basically the National Park Service, their policies and practices involve content-based and viewpoint discrimination. Both of those things have been ruled as unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. Right. So, you know, I just pulled up the complaint about 30 seconds ago. I've not had time to read all 22 pages, so don't start jumping on me. Well, on page 14, blah, blah, blah.
But just on his base point.
You know, based on this base point, he seems to have a valid argument.
Right. So why should? I mean, and there you go again. This is what happens when you put the federal government in charge of something. If this were out there, if a geologist wants to learn more, and he's going to take some very small samples, and he's going to be responsible about it because evidently he's gone to school for this sort of thing. He's not going to go out there and dynamite off walls of the Grand Canyon.
Right.
He's going to take his little rock hammer and chisel off a couple pieces. You know, why not? But no, we have to have government to say yay or nay, and if it doesn't fit the worldview that we have, then your request is denied. No matter the fact that you pay taxes, that you have helped support this hole in the ground your entire life, no, we just don't agree with that, so you are denied. Now, if somebody who comes along and believes what we do and they want to take some rock samples, no problem at all.
Yeah. This seems very strange, and it, you know, I'm not going to say it's something that I'm necessarily going to follow, but if I happen to see a news story on it, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that was that thing that we talked about that one time.
Yeah, but really, I mean, we see the same thing, and the first thought I had after I'd read the article was, this is like climate science. You know, this is where the money goes to the people who are researching in the way that we think they should be researching.
Well, 97% of scientists agree, blah, blah, blah. Right. And at one time, 4 out of 5 doctors recommended camels. This is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. And we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.